Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words, words will always hurt more. Bones can be reset and bruises resolve, but wounds of the heart last longer than them all. It's no small endeavor to find deep healing. Show me the doctor who knows how to reset a feeling. Counselors, well, they can get you to understand, but to set things right, I needed a divine hand, more than just a man. I'm intricate like arithmetic, but calculus, calculus couldn't get close to this. I push the limits of quantum physics. God alone can handle my business. Math in its entirety, entirely insufficient. The solution to my problems requires omniscience, not to mention omnipotence. Power to resurrect a spirit that's impotent, insolent, and irreverent, but heaven bent. Wanted to be a reverend, heaven sent, but sometimes I wear the devil's scent. Unstable, Cain and Abel, Jekyll and Hyde. My own worst enemy, nowhere to hide. My old self? Yeah, he died. But he still comes around begging, and I feed him sometimes, feed him some lines. Stroke his ego, tell him some lies. You're a champion, the greatest of all time. I couldn't live without you, I'm so glad you're mine. What I often forget, though, about my alter ego is that he doesn't want to submit, so round and round we go, fighting over whether I'll really lay my life down, surrender fully and let go of my crown. My hands open, I watch it fall to the ground, I follow it down. On my knees now, with my head bowed, asking, please, how can you help me now? To see a solution, some resolution. With one person, two sides, struggle to describe what it's like on the inside. Borderline? Dissociative? All I know is the Hulk comes out in trauma so I can live. I can't control when he comes out, man. I don't even like him. Unfortunately, I wasn't given naturally thick skin. Learned to look to him as a savior when rejection was cutting sharper than a razor, burning hotter than a laser. I poured out my heart to her, but my pain didn't faze her. So I vowed then to never hurt again. And as I look back, that's when this break begins. Some division, a partition of myself, truly me, but at the same time, someone else. He saved me from immense pain when I didn't have another savior. Unfortunately, I still look to him now instead of Jesus when things aren't in my favor. He's so hurt and angry, I don't want to let him out. He's strong for sure, but uncontrolled without a doubt. All he knows to do is smash and self-protect, which is good for fighting enemies, but not for the rest of life or relationships. Because people, when crushed, no longer want to stay acquaintances. And what that equates to in plain sentences, I'm alone, which is all I felt the 22 years I roamed until God graciously gave me a home. He has slowly and gently reintegrated that beast, but I'm still a work in progress, to say the least. Just yesterday, I was praying for this all to cease, and he reminded me that a mind fixed on him will remain at peace. I do realize that all of the monster in me isn't bad. He's powerful and fearless, and really I'm glad that he's a part of me. Got me through some tough years of my destiny. So I welcomed him back, and together we agree to let God do the fighting from now on, so we can be free. God's a much better protector than we ever could be. Hyde, Hulk, monster, nah, I'm just me.